One of the weirdest things I've discovered about writing is that, ironically, the more we imitate others, the more that we discover our unique style. And I learned this when I was living in New York. I used to visit a museum every Thursday. It was just something I did. And the New York City area, it's filled with tons of art schools and really serious artists. So you'll often see people who are visiting these museums, they'll sketch the famous paintings that are in front of them. And all the time, I would just go to the museum and I'd just start talking to them, because often their renditions of the paintings were actually more interesting than the paintings themselves. At least they felt alive. You could watch it be birthed live right before your eyes. And sometimes I talk to these people, they say they'd spend a week in the same place just sketching, so that they could feel how their hands ran over the canvas and then watch how their watercolor flowed over the scribble scrabble of an earlier sketch. And later on, I ended up meeting a painting coach who told her students to listen for resistance in the copying process. She encouraged her students to copy others, but said, listen for resistance. She'd say, do you hear that? She would ask. When you get to that resistance, it's the echo of your unique style. Because what would happen is they would try to draw a line in a certain way, and they'd been in a flow, and then all of a sudden they find resistance, and that resistance is hinting at something that is unique about who they are as an artist compared to the person who they're trying to emulate, who they're trying to learn from. And these moments of resistance, they highlight the second benefit of copying, the real counterintuitive one, which is that copying reveals your own voice. There's actually a long list of comedians, a whole lineage of comedians who try to copy each other. They failed and then became great themselves. So Johnny Carson tried to copy Jack Benny, but failed and won 6 Emmy Awards. Then David Letterman tried to copy Johnny Carson, but failed and became one of America's great television hosts. And reflecting on his own influences, the comedian Conan O'Brien said, and I quote, "It is our failure to become our perceived ideal that ultimately defines us and makes us unique." All these comedians learned that imitation reveals our identity, especially when we fall short of the people we admire. And so in the world of writing, one thing I'll try to do is I'll read a book like Shantaram, one of my favorite books in terms of just the quality of the writing, and I'll take the construction of a sentence and I'll try to recreate that construction in one of my own pieces. And spoiler alert, you're not going to be able to imitate perfectly. You're going to fall short of the people that you admire. That's basically inevitable. But your voice as a writer, who you distinctly are, it's going to reveal itself when you try to imitate others, which is exactly what you want to have happen, right? Don't seek originality. Instead, imitate others so passionately that the glitter of their brilliance shines upon your craft. And here I'm reminded of the famous words from Bruce Lee, who said, absorb what is useful, reject what is useless, and add what is essentially your own. Time and again, we try to read writing books and watch videos. But imitation, that's the closest thing that you can get to a real conversation with your favorite writer. So aim for perfection, but pay attention to your shortcomings, because they hold the seeds of your individuality. Imitate others. And as you do, innovate, go beyond them, and remember to yourself, imitate, then innovate.